SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to call the federal election this morning as the opposition delivers its budget reply with a vow to slash immigration. Australia to provide an additional $11 million funding to humanitarian aid in Gaza. And in football, the Rabbitohs beat four-time premiers the Panthers. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is expected to visit the Governor-General early this morning to call for the federal election, which is set to be held on the 3rd of May. This means political parties will begin their official campaigns from today. In Australia, voting is compulsory and there can be penalty for citizens who don't cast their votes. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has replied to Labor's budget, saying Australia is having what he calls a sliding doors moment. Mr. Dutton has also outlined the coalition's plan for the budget if the coalition is elected in the upcoming election, including reducing immigration and ensuring people pay lower energy bills. He also says his government will end Labor's Rewiring the Nation Fund and Future Housing Fund and at the same time will cut public servant numbers.
Tonight, I commit a coalition government to the following. We will introduce four critical pieces of legislation on the first sitting day in the next parliament. One, the Energy Price Reduction Bill. Two, the Lower Immigration and More Homes for Australians Bill. The Keep Australians Safe Bill and the Guaranteed Funding for Health, Education and Essential Services Bill.
He also announced $400 million in youth mental health funding if the coalition is elected. Education Minister Jason Clare has responded to the opposition's budget reply, saying the coalition will make Australians pay more tax.
I know it sounds unbelievable, but it's true. If Peter Dutton wins the election, you'll pay more tax. So the stage is now set. If Labor wins the election, your taxes will be lower. If Peter Dutton wins the election, your taxes will be higher.
Mr. Clare also questions the lack of details about the nuclear energy policy in the coalition's budget. The coalition has previously stated it would build nuclear reactors in seven sites. The Smart Energy Council says the coalition's nuclear plan could cost $600 billion. Australia will provide an additional $11 million in humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza to address healthcare, food and water. In a statement, Foreign Minister Penny Wong also announced that Australia will offer $7 million in food assistance for Rohingya refugees who have fled Myanmar and their host communities in Bangladesh. The federal government will also offer $3 million of aid to displaced civilians living on the Thai-Myanmar border. Another $5 million will be offered to women in Afghanistan to support their critical health needs. Ms. Wong says it's in Australia's interest to help others in crisis. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that a potential minerals deal with the US is taking time because the terms are constantly changing. Speaking at a press conference in Paris, Mr. Zelensky stressed that Ukraine remains committed to securing a deal.
But I do not want the United States to have the impression that Ukraine is against it in general. We have consistently shown positive signals. We support cooperation with the United States. We do not want to send any signals or encourage the United States to halt assistance to Ukraine or stop sharing intelligence. It is crucial for us to maintain all of this, which is why we act constructively every day.
Або зупиняти обмін розвідданими. Для нас важливо все це зберегти, і тому ми конструктивно діємо.
The Ukrainian president is in Paris for a summit on the Russia-Ukraine war alongside nearly 30 other leaders of different countries, as well as NATO and European Union chiefs. The Paris talks comes at a crucial time in the more than 3-year war, with escalating diplomatic efforts to negotiate ceasefires driven by pressures from United States President Donald Trump. A man has been arrested after allegedly stabbing 5 people in Amsterdam's center. Dutch police has said in a post on social media platform X that the suspect was overpowered with the help of a citizen and taken to hospital with a leg injury. Witnesses say that the alleged perpetrator had apparently stabbed people randomly. A woman told Dutch radio that the attacker had stabbed a young woman in the back. Police say the motive of the assailant was unclear and the incident remains under investigation. Now in sports, South Sydney Rabbitohs beat the Penrith Panthers with 28-18. It's the first time since 2019 that the Penrith Panthers lost 3 straight games. The absence of Nathan Cleary and Dylan Edwards plus the injury of Scott Sorensen had made it difficult for the 4-time premiers to challenge the Rabbitohs. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.